USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Treasonist. President Trump calling the actions of the author anonymous. USA Radio News, Dan Araki has a story.
A senior Trump administration official who anonymously wrote a 2018 New York Times op-ed and later book that was critical of President Trump has been revealed. Miles Taylor, the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security, revealed himself Wednesday as the nameless author of the works. In the article, Taylor criticized the president's character and what he called personal defects that weakened his leadership abilities. He cited the Founding Fathers in explaining to CNN why he wrote the article and book anonymously.
When they wrote the Federalist Papers to defend the passage of the Constitution, did they do it in their own names? They did it under pseudonyms, and they did it for a reason. Is Madison and the other authors didn't want it to be about them and their personalities. They wanted the people to debate the ideas, and I wrote this, Chris, because I wanted people to debate the ideas and Donald Trump's character and record.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
74.8 million early votes have already been cast in more than three dozen states, surpassing their early voting totals of 2016. Of the early votes, more than 49 million have been mail-in ballots, while more than 25 million have been in-person votes. That's according to data compiled by the United States Elections Project. President Trump and Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden will hold dueling rallies Thursday in Tampa, Florida. The president will hold an early afternoon rally outside Raymond James Stadium, which is home to the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Joe Biden will then headline a drive-in car rally in the early evening. President Barack Obama carried the state by slim margins in 2008 and 12 and is stumping for his administration's number two.
He hasn't shown any interest in doing the work or helping anybody but himself and his friends.
Nearly 7 million Floridians have already voted. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
PC users, Microsoft support announced the new October Windows 10 update will remove Adobe Flash Player from your device. The update removes Adobe Flash Player installed in Windows 8.1 and Windows 10. You can manually download it if you want to put it back on from the Microsoft update catalog, but be aware it cannot be uninstalled afterwards. The writing was on the wall. In 2017, Microsoft, along with Adobe, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Mozilla, announced plans to end support for Flash by December 31st. NASCAR is in Martinsville Sunday. Denny Hamlin talks Martinsville magic.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top five in every short track last year. I'm confident we've run strong at some time at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible because our data was wrong. I think that, you know, we really adapt well as a team and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think certainly I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like, I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win and that race.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.